Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode, Into the Fix. So last week we talked about keeping your eyes on the road. Today we're going to talk about knowing when change is needed. A lot of times it's really easy to see when there are problems in our lives that require change. We have a problem, we know we have a problem, we know why we have a problem, and we know what we need to do to fix it. But sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't see the need for change. Not because we wouldn't be willing to make changes, but because we're not looking for the right things to know if change is actually needed. So what should we be looking for to know if change is needed? Or more specifically, if there are things we need to change? And for me, there are a couple things. One of the ways I think that we can know that change is needed is when things aren't working out the way you want. And to me, this is sort of the most obvious one. But when I'm trying to get a certain result and I'm not getting it, that should be a sign to me that something needs to change. Either I need to change my goal, either I need to change my approach, either I need to change what I'm doing. But for me, when things aren't working out, that's a really good sign that change is needed. Another way to know that if change is needed is if you don't like the way you feel. And this kind of goes with the first one, but not really, because sometimes it's about results, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not about results. Sometimes it's about how you feel. You can have everything that you're supposed to quote unquote have in life and still not feel good about it. Or you might be getting what you want out of life and finding that it really doesn't make much of a difference. You kind of still feel the same no matter how much you sort of achieve or how much you progress. And so for me, if I don't feel the way I want, if you don't feel the way you want, that might mean change is needed. Another way to know that if change is needed is if you're working harder than you need to. Sometimes it's not that things aren't working out. It's that things are working out, but that I'm working really, really, really hard to get the results. For instance, maybe you and your spouse are able to keep your marriage together, but it requires constant work. And I don't mean work the way you have to work at every relationship. I mean where everything requires work. I've seen couples before where it's a daily struggle for them not to fight. It's a daily struggle for them to just be able to relate kind of on a very basic level. They can do it, but it requires a ton of work. And so to me, if I'm working that hard at something, maybe I need to take a step back and ask myself if there's change that's needed. Again, maybe the goal's not right, or maybe I'm not taking the right approach. But either way, if I'm killing myself to get a result, I might need to take a step back and look at that. That might tell me that change is needed. Another way to know when change is needed is when people are giving you feedback that something is wrong. I've said this before, but people have become completely unable to accept feedback. People can't accept criticisms. People can't admit they're wrong. People can't admit they made a mistake. We as a society have become completely unable to admit that we might not be perfect. The problem with this is that it limits us from actually getting and hearing the feedback we might need to hear and see. If I can't accept that I ever do anything wrong, then I'm never going to see a reason to change. But if the people around me are telling me, hey, something's wrong, maybe that's good information. I don't always see what's in front of my face, right? I have blind spots. I don't always see the situation as it is. The people around me, especially people I trust, might be able to give me better feedback about what's happening than what I see. And so for me, one of the ways to know if change is needed is when people are telling you that change is needed, when people are telling you that something is wrong. Final way to know if change is needed is when you just want something different. All change isn't to fix a problem. Sometimes there isn't a problem that needs fixed. Sometimes life is good or life is good enough, but we just want something to be different. And that's fine too. And so sometimes change isn't needed to fix a problem. Sometimes it's change is needed just because I want to do something different. For instance, you know, maybe I've worked my entire life for somebody else and I've decided I want to work for myself, right? I want to go into business for myself. I'm not going to quit my job and make changes because I have to. I'm making changes and quitting my job because I want something different. And so for me, sometimes we change because we have to. Sometimes we change because we want to. Here's the thing. Recognizing the need for change is one thing. Knowing what to change is something different. So once you get to a place where you've realized that change is needed, what can you do to know what changes you should actually make? Right? And for me, there's sort of like a little process that we got to go through. The first is sort of to identify the problem. Or identify what it is you want to change. Is there a certain area that keeps coming up that I'm having problems? Do I already know what the problem is, right? Maybe I have a problem respecting authority. Or maybe I know what I want to change. Maybe I want to become more independent. the next step is to understand what's causing the problem or what's preventing me from changing. If I want to be more respectful of the people around me, why am I not doing that? If I keep having conflicts with my wife, why is that happening? What is actually causing the problems? Or what is it that I actually want to change and what's preventing me from changing? The next step is to identify why you want to change. And to me, this is really, really, really important. Wanting to change is just the first step. Keeping motivation to continue changing, that's the hard part. People make all kinds of New Year's resolutions. People are really good about identifying what they want to change, for the most part. Not always, but for the most part. And people usually, you know, hit the ground running when it comes to change, right? They usually start out pretty well. My first week of dieting is usually pretty good. My first week of not smoking cigarettes usually probably goes okay. The question is, what happens in week 3? What happens in week 4? What happens in week 10? And we all know what happens in week 4, 5, and 10. Our motivation drops into the basement. One of the ways that we prevent this, one of the ways that we combat this, is by remembering why we want to change. That I'm not changing just because I'm in the business of making myself miserable. I'm not trying to lose weight because it's an exercise in self-deprivation, right? I'm trying to lose weight because I want to feel better about myself. Or I'm trying to change the way I communicate so that I have better relationships, right? And so identifying why we want to change is what's going to allow us to keep motivation even when the motivation is starting to wane. And the final thing I think that we can do to start actually making the changes we want to make is to remember that it's okay to change for others. And I know it runs against everything you've ever been told. Everybody has been told for as long as I can remember that if any change you make has to be for you and you have to change for yourself. And I think that's true to a point. And here's what I mean. Say my wife and I are having problems and we talk about it and she says that the way that I speak to her is the problem. And that if I don't start changing the way I speak to her, she's not sure how long this relationship's going to last and she might be out of here. And so I take a step back and I say, well, I really don't think there's anything wrong with what I'm saying. I really don't think there's anything wrong with the way I'm communicating. But I don't like that my wife and I are having conflicts, and I definitely don't want to lose this relationship because of the way I'm speaking. So I decide that in order to have less conflicts with my wife, I'm going to change the way I speak to accommodate her. Now, who did I change for? Did I change for me or did I change for her? Some people might say, well, you changed for yourself because it's able for you to reduce conflict. Other people might say, well, you changed for her because you didn't think it was a problem. But for me, it doesn't matter. I used to tell inmates all the time, it doesn't matter why you signed up for treatment, but you're here now. The point is, it doesn't matter to me what prompts change. It doesn't matter to me if you did it because motivation sprung from your heart. It doesn't matter to me if you decided to change because you're tired of hearing your wife complain. It doesn't matter to me. It matters to me what motivates you to keep changing. And so, you know, for me, changing for somebody else, fine, so be it. The question is, will you keep changing for somebody else? Or will your motivation hit the basement? That's the question. See, change is a normal part of life. Life is always changing. The life I have now is not the life I had 20 years ago. The life I have now is probably not the life I'm going to have 20 years from now. The issues I'm addressing now aren't the issues I addressed 20 years ago. And the issues I'm addressing now probably won't be the same issues I addressed 20 years from now. The question is, what are we doing in response? Are we grumpy and upset because things keep changing and I have to change with them? Do we complain that the world doesn't seem to accommodate me? Are we just bitter and unhappy because life doesn't seem to ever be what we want it to be? Or do we see life as a constant work in progress, where we take steps back and we assess and we reevaluate and we're constantly modifying our plan and we're constantly modifying our path? Not that we're always changing our path, not that we're looking for something all the time, but that we're always able to make little tweaks along the way. And that's what we want, right? We don't want to be upset that life is changing. We want to accept that life is changing and change with it. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you have questions or situations you want to share, DM me and I'll try to answer those in a future episode. Also, if you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I'm opening a private pay practice location in Sewickley, and I'm currently scheduling appointments for that. Information can be found at andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to talk about stages of change and why you struggle to change even when you want to and even when you know what you need to change. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.